All right. First, tonight's my grandmother's yahrzeit, so learning the lunar shama of Yemi Zakenati and Chava Bat Shlomo Zalman Zichro Bracha. It's also Larry Horn's father's yahrzeit. So it's the lunar shama of Moshe Chaim Ben Shlomo Leib Zichro Bracha. All right. This Friday is Chamishasar Av, the 15th day of Av, which was the Yantiv. The Halakha Maisa is just that we don't say Tachanun on Friday, but. But I want to talk a little about the Mishnah and the Gemara and one of the coming days. So this is the last Mishnah in Masechet Tanit. So the Mishnah says, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon said, Lo yu yom tovim yisrael chamisha sarav yom kippurim. That there were no greater yom tovim for the Jewish people than the 15th day of Av and Yom Kippur. Shabbat benot Yerushalayim yotzo b'chlei lavan she'ulin shlova yeshemi she'inlo. So on that day, all the young women would go out with white clothes, and they would borrow the clothes. They would borrow the clothes so nobody feels embarrassed. In other words, it doesn't matter your station in life. In other words, even if you're very wealthy, you're the highest aristocracy, you're the daughter of the king, you're borrowing clothes, so nobody has to feel embarrassed about bothering clothes. Kol kelim tunim tvila, he says, and all the kelim had to be toveled because they were choshesh v'tuma. And I saw the Rav Kati quotes in the Meiri, someone has said that's also shul levayish. In other words, maybe some of the women wore tmeot, some not. So this way everybody's, toveling all the clothes, so everything is that way. So they go out and dance in the vineyards. Umayu omrim, what would they say? Bachur sanechurei ma taborelach. See, what do you choose? Al tenenecha benoi, tenenech mishpacha. Don't look at beauty, look at the family, the yichus. Sheker achein vehevel yofi, isha yirat Hashem yitatala. Like beauty is nothing. Look for a woman who's yirat shema, has yirat shemayim. Omer tnu lama priyadevi halu v'ashrim maaseha. So the emphasis, the Gemara learns at the end of the parak, last off, that there were really three things, different types of women. So the ones that were beautiful would say, look at the beauty. And the ones that were miuchas would say, look at the yichas. And the ones who had neither one would say, take your mekach l'shem shemayim. But then the Mishnah, each line needs to be further analyzed. But I just want to finish the Mishnah at least tonight. He says, let the Benot Zion see the Melech Shlomo. In other words, young girls and see the King Shlomo. So King Shlomo is in other words, he's saying that the crown that the women are giving is like to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, is really saying. In other words, Shlomo is Lamelech Shalom Shalom. In other words, it doesn't mean King Solomon, it means Ribono Shalom. It's metaphorically, it's referring to Ribono Shalom. And see the crown that the daughters gave to Shlomo Melech, and the daughters are like Klal Yisrael, he says, Biyom Chatunato Biyom Simchat Libo, on the day of his chasana, the day of his wedding, and the day of his happiness, Biyom Chatunato Zematan Torah, that's Matan Torah. We know that's like a marriage between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the day of Matan Torah, when he says Matan Torah, he doesn't mean like Shavuos. He means Matan Torah is Yom Kippur. In other words, we just mentioned 15th day of Av and Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur was when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with Luchot Shniot, the second tablet. So when the Tana says that on this day of his marriage, it means Yom Kippur. Uviyom Simchat Libo, the day of his ultimate happiness, Zabinin Beit HaMikdash, Shibadeb Meherav Yemeinu, the day of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So, all right. I have more to say. It's getting a little bit late, but I'll do a little bit more. Okay, now, this is Shem Shmuel. I usually go over. I'll go over again then. So it's difficult to understand. What does it mean that the greatest Yom Tovim for the Jews of 15th day of Av and Yom Kippur? I mean, Yom Kippur, the Gemara says, I understand, it's the day of Slicha Mechila. That I understand, that's a big Yantiv. But the 15th day of Av is such a great Yantiv. I mean, it's a bigger Yantiv than Sukkot, a bigger Yantiv than Pesach, a bigger Yantiv than Shavuos. What does the Tana mean? That this, like, the, no Yom Tovim like that. So, the Shem Shmuel, that's Rishul Borenstein, he says that everything is felt in contrast. In other words, like, let's say somebody's a good pianist. But if I have somebody who's like a poor pianist, he plays first, and then I hear the one who's like, Leonard Bernstein, then he sounds even better. In other words, like with opposites, I appreciate things even more. So he says, like Kitrona Orman Achoshek, the Pasuk in Kohelet says that light is appreciated more like in darkness. In other words, like when I have darkness, I have light. Oh, the light, is so I appreciate it so much. So all Yom Tovim, by definition, are times when a person can come close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's what a Yontif is all about. We go to the Beis HaMikdash, and we appear before Hashem, and even now, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but it's a time to come close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that's what we say in our Tefillot. Atabach Hartanu, Ahabtu Tanu Rasitabanu, you chose us, you loved us, you favored us. V'kerav Tanu Malkenu, you brought us close to you. You brought us close to you. There's more to say about that as well, but let's just do a simple pshat. Now, when the Am Tovim don't come at a period where it's just the opposite, so we don't feel it quite as much. In other words, let's say I have Pesach, so it's a nice Yontiv, but it's not coming at a point in time in the calendar where it's opposite from Yontiv. I mean, it's nice to have Yontiv, but it's not coming from an opposite point of view. He says, but Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, they each come at a point in time which is the opposite. In other words, where we're feeling distance from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Because the period before Tu B'Av, it says Richak Hashem and Adam, that God will keep us at distance. We're just coming through this period of 3 weeks, Tish B'Av. Obviously, it's a time of Itkasya, you know, like we feel distance from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And it says in Kohelet, Eitler Chok, and the time before Yom Kippur is also Yimei Din. Then you don't feel so close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the aspect of Bechina's small docha, like the left hand pushes away. So therefore on Rosh Hashanah, we say the Haftorah, Mirachok Hashem Nirali, from the distance Hashem appeared to me. So therefore, when we feel this Hitkarva, this Ahava, at this point in time, with Tu B'Av, or with Yom Kippur, so that we feel it even more. And it was like I felt like deprived. Like where is Hashem? Now I have it! Yeah, so now, lo ayu yamim tovim Yisrael. We never had yamim tovim like the 15th day of Av in Yom Kippur, because I felt like I was, you know, out in the garbage, and now I come and bring me close to him. So he says that the words of the Ramban, and this Ramban is in the Sefer Emunah B'Tachon, and Rabbi Ezra Schwartz helped me find this years ago or whatever, or mentioned it to me, but the Ramban says that any Ahava that comes to a person, he has to immediately put in a Chefsa Shel Mitzvah. In other words, if I have the Ahava, it's not enough to have the Ahava, I have to immediately put it into a Chefsa, like a physical object. He says, it's a little bit like rabbis, they give drashas. Like, so like the drasha, I feel good, what a nice drasha, but I'm doing nothing with it. Like you have to, if you have this tremendous feeling of Ahava, you have to immediately do something with it. So he says, therefore, on Tu B'Av going forward, the Gemara learns a person should increase his learning. That's Chefs of Mitzvah. In other words, I have this Ahava Hashem, what should I do with it? So I'll convert it and put it into learning. And then he says, and after Yom Kippur comes Sukkos. So by Sukkos is Bimino Tzachapkeni, with his right hand he hugs me. So we have a lot of mitzvahs. So the Medrash brings down, the Medrash calculates, you have seven mitzvahs on Sukkos. That's the way the Medrash calculates. How so? So the Medrash figures four minim or four separate mitzvahs. Then you have a mitzvah of Sukkah, a mitzvah of the Korban Chagiga, and a mitzvah of the Shalmei Simcha. So it's up to seven. But seven represents the ultimate number in Yad. It's like the ultimate number. That's the Tachlis. And the mitzvahs of the Kalim. So that's the Hezber. Though you Yamim Tovim, like Klal Yisrael never had Yamim Tovim, like the 15th day of Av and Yom Kippur, this opportunity to come close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So halavai, we should all take the opportunity and come close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And Tu B'Av is very good for increasing learning. And if anybody wants to come to Daf Yomi, we have lots of seats and Gemara is still available. Okay, so that's it. So Rebbe Chanan, Kaddish Baruch Hu, 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 Kaddish Baruch H